About 10,000 years ago, give or take a couple thousand years, a volcano blew its top in the middle of Beam Canal. The crater is still there, covered by 150 feet or so of water. But when the volcano exploded many thousands of years ago, it was not underwater. That's what makes it so interesting. Well, that and the fact that nobody currently living knew it was even there until just a few weeks ago. U.S. Forest Service geologist Jim Baichtal, who's based on Prince of Wales Island, and Anchorage geologist Sue Carl were looking at some hydrographic surveys. That's something geologists tend to do.
And when we were done, I noticed that the area from Thorn Arm and round Alva Point and up Beam Canal into Rudyard had been surveyed. And I thought, well, we've done a bunch of work back there. It'd be kind of fun to go see what the bottom of the ocean looks like in Beam Canal. And so I zoomed in, and there was this large, what was apparently some kind of cinder cone or some kind of volcano on the bottom of Beam Canal just south of New Eddystone Rock, and two other dome-like structures that most likely are volcanic vents.
And these were previously not known to be there.
Correct, because this new NOAA survey with this high-quality bathymetry allowed us to see things that people have never seen before.
That was Baichtal and Carl, who were in Ketchikan recently. They came by KRBD along with UAS Juno geology professor Kathy Connor to talk about the underwater volcano. Baichtal says that after spotting the cone-shaped mass, he used a special computer program to look more closely at the surveys, and they could see the vent still was intact. They also could tell it erupted in the air, even though it's now under quite a bit of water. But how could they tell that just by looking at it?
Because of the shape of the feature itself, it talks about cinders or some kind of tufa or ash that's airfall. So it's an airfall deposit that forms this arcuate cone that rises 900 feet off the bottom of Beam Canal.
Carl says a modern example of a similar eruption is Surtsey, a volcanic island in Iceland, which erupted from the seafloor in the 1960s, building itself up and eventually breaching the surface to form the island. Carl points out that when the newly discovered volcano erupted, sea levels also were lower than they are now. But even with that,
we still have too much depth, and we have to call on glacial loading and rebound.
Okay, what does that mean?
When you get 1,000 feet of ice sitting on the ground, it is very heavy. As you can imagine, if you've ever tried to shovel your driveway, that's snow. So you increase the weight to ice, and it actually depresses the Earth's crust. And then, after the glacier melts back, the Earth will rebound.
Like a trampoline or waterbed, but at a much slower pace.
So at one time in Misty Fjords, there was probably close to 4,000 foot of ice on that site. And so the weight of that ice was at least pushed down. And you don't think about the Earth being as flexible as the evidence tells us, but it looks like there must have been as high as 400 feet of displacement.
So in summary, the volcano erupted within the last 13,000 years after the ice retreated, as the land was slowly bouncing back, and when sea levels were lower. They figured out most of this stuff just from examining the surveys, but Baichtal wanted to see it in person, or as close to in person as possible. Luckily, he knows some people who can make that happen, Gary Freitag with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Marine Advisory Program, and Barbara Morgan with Oceans Alaska. They have an ROV, or remote operated vehicle. It's a small device that can dive to the bottom of the ocean, get clear video or photographs, and collect samples. On an unseasonably snowy May morning, they went out with Baichtal on an Allen Marine boat to look for what he calls the wee beastie on the bottom of the sea. Using location data from the survey charts, the skipper was able to park the catamaran right on top of the crater, and they quickly sent the ROV into the water.
From that, we could see the kind of the angle of the slopes of it and the material. We did one deep dive about 340 feet down, and it was large, blocky chunks of lava. And when we got to the top, it was a mixture of cinders and stones on the top. So you could kind of tell some of the the way the thing was put together, basically, that maybe the lower material was actually volcanic erupted lava that was quenched in the marine environment, and the upper stuff was the airfall ejector that came out and made the cone itself.
They also grabbed two rock samples, which will be chemically analyzed to determine a more exact age of the eruption. Bechtel notes that southern Southeast Alaska isn't well known for its volcanoes, but there are quite a few in this region.
We know that we have a lot of volcanoes out in the Aleutians and stuff, but if you talk about volcanoes in Southeast Alaska, everybody imagines Edgecombe. Mm-hmm. And everything that's Cruise Off Island with its multiple vents and stuff lined up along a fault, when in fact, south of Craig and south of Ketchikan here, we actually have a much larger number of vents and a bigger volcanic complex that's just less known.
That's because some are underwater and those that aren't are covered by trees. Carl says as people explore more of the area's wilderness, they're discovering more vents. Volcanoes show up along faults in the Earth's crust, so when the fault moves enough to expose magma, that can lead to a volcanic eruption. Since faults don't go away, volcanic eruptions in Southeast Alaska are possible in the future.
There's really, with the evidence we have and the geologic age of the things that are there, there's no reason why it couldn't. I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
But Carl says people shouldn't get anxious about it.
But we have much better technology for detecting the initiation of one of these sorts of things now. I don't think people need to get too worried.
The newly discovered volcano is very close to New Eddystone Rock, which is what's left over from another volcano, which may have erupted around the same time frame. They're both near the entrance to Misty Fjords National Monument. In Ketchikan, just a little bit west of Misty Fjords, I'm Layla Carey.